stop right now. We did not authorize you to leave. Back it up.
I'm Tracy Oppenheimer for Reason TV, and today we're talking with Terry Bressy in Tucson, Arizona. He's a staff engineer at the University of Arizona's Lunar and Planetary Lab. Terry, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having me.
One of your sites that you visit is the Kitt Peak Observatory, and along the route to getting to the observatory, there is an in-country immigration checkpoint, and you've been stopped numerous times over the years. First, can you talk about what an in-country immigration checkpoint is?
The Customs and Border Protection is allowed to set up permanent immigration checkpoints within a reasonable distance of the border. And a reasonable distance of the border has been defined within 100 air miles of the actual border, as long as they're set up along nexus points for border traffic, they have permanent stations, that sort of thing. What the U.S. Supreme Court has never ruled on is whether or not an internal checkpoint that's set up away from a nexus point, such as along a secondary road that maybe parallels the actual border, but where most of the traffic is domestic in nature, whether or not those types of checkpoints are considered lawful. And that's the type of checkpoint that I go through.
Describe your experience start at the beginning when you first got stopped.
My first experience at any sort of checkpoint whatsoever was allegedly a sobriety checkpoint. And even though they were claiming that it was only a sobriety checkpoint that I was being stopped at, it was very clear almost from the moment I arrived at the checkpoint that they were doing a far more expansive operation. When you see a large complement of federal agents at a local sobriety checkpoint, you know that there's something strange going on there. So when I came up to be processed there, I asked the stopping officer, I said, well, what type of checkpoint is this? And he said, well, it's a sobriety checkpoint. I said, well, if it's a sobriety checkpoint, then why is there a U.S. Customs agent and Border Patrol agents operating with you on the front line? And he didn't like my question very much. Things quickly went downhill, and I found myself being dragged out of my vehicle and handcuffed and dragged off to the side of the road for asking some questions and basically asserting my rights while I was there. I had a detective at that checkpoint tell me that they could tell that I hadn't been drinking because I was talking very coherently, but I was also talking about U.S. Supreme Court cases with regards to, you know, what the proper scope of these checkpoints is supposed to be. But he said because this area is known for smuggling, both humans and drugs, that everyone was being compelled to identify themselves before they were being allowed to pass through. So it was very clear they were operating outside of the reasonable boundaries of a sobriety checkpoint. So they charged me with two criminal misdemeanors during that encounter.
For what?
For disobeying the orders of a law enforcement officer directing traffic and for refusing to provide identification.
After this incident, you put a camera on your car. You're trying to hold these officers more accountable in the future. How did that play out?
I decided I would never put myself in that situation again, and knowing that this area was an area where I was more likely to run across more checkpoints over the years, I decided to start carrying video cameras and audio recording devices with me. And to this day, I record every time I have an encounter with enforcement agents along that route, I videotape that encounter.
For the purposes of immigration, I need to ask you of what country you're a citizen.
You can ask me whatever you want. Am I being detained?
I had agents, you know, basically telling me that it was illegal to videotape them, that I didn't have their permission to tape them, and that sort of thing. And it took, you know, repetitive action and whatnot to make it clear to them that I didn't need their permission or their consent to video record them while they were seizing me in a lane of traffic along a public highway.
So, could you estimate how many times you've been pulled over?
I estimate that I've been through the checkpoint roughly 300 to 350 times since January of 2008. When I first started videotaping my encounters at the Border Patrol checkpoint back in January of 2008, within a couple of months, the Border Patrol Union, not the actual Border Patrol, but the Border Patrol Union attempted to get me fired here at the university by writing letters of complaint to the university president, and also wrote to the Arizona State Legislature, and also wrote to various local law enforcement agencies claiming that I was violating law by posting video and pictures of Border Patrol agents online. They're claiming that there's an Arizona a state law that makes it a crime to post personally identifiable information about a law enforcement officer. A federal agent who's standing in the middle of a public highway wearing a public uniform, collecting a public paycheck while seizing the public absent reasonable suspicion has no expectation of privacy. And this is one thing that I really like to remind folks of, that the government thinks that we don't have any right to privacy whatsoever. But that's a double-edged sword. So once they start claiming that once you're in public, you have no right to privacy, that also goes for the agents that we pay with our tax dollars.
In a big part, it's the Department of Homeland Security, and they're saying, I mean, their purpose is to protect us from external threats and improve our security. And why do you think this is crossing the line?
Well, first, I think it's a false premise that a lot of people operate under, that this is for the security of the nation. It really isn't. The raw numbers coming out of the government itself shows that this is not increasing our security. In fact, it's making us less secure. It's just feeding empire building. It's feeding it's feeding agency budgets and job security for various law enforcement agencies.
Other than these checkpoints being a nuisance, why do you think they inhibit your personal freedom?
I have two young children, and I don't want them growing up in a country where they can be just arbitrarily seized by some random government agent and presumed to be guilty of something, and then be forced to, you know, just prove their innocence on demand. That's not what this country is about. It's not what it was founded on, and it shouldn't be tolerated by free people. And this is that's exactly what the whole purpose of a checkpoint is. It presumes your guilt and demands that you prove your innocence.
Thank you so much for your time, Terry. That was very, very informative.
Sure.
For Reason TV, I'm Tracy Oppenheimer.